Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. So a Florida man is charged with flooding an emergency room after attacking a nurse and stripping. The man in Southwest Florida was charged with flooding the hospital's emergency room. This is in Naples. He attacked the nurse, stripped off his clothes. Authorities said the 53-year-old became agitated while waiting in a waiting room at the North Collier Hospital in Naples, Florida, on Saturday. Collier County Sheriff's Office said that he barged into the emergency room, pushed a patient, then pushed a nurse. It says pushed a nurse in the head? Pushed her in the head? How do you? Okay. After the hospital staff got him into a room in an effort to keep him from disturbing others, he took off his clothes, pulled a high-pressure water pipe from the wall, and then that caused the hospital's emergency rooms to flood, causing tens of thousands of dollars of damage. The deputies subdued him using a taser and because he threatened to kill him. And he was taken into custody. So he's facing a single charge of aggravated battery, four charges of criminal mischief. There you go. Good heavens. I don't know what he was on or I don't know. A Florida man was arrested for stealing a truck because he needed a ride. You know, sometimes that just happens. This is in Port St. Lucie. The Port St. Lucie police posted it on their Facebook page. They said that it was at a bar on Gatlin Boulevard, and things were getting a little crazy. And William Colon is his name. Okay. Literally, Colon. He saw some keys. Apparently, somebody lost their keys or left them on a table. He grabbed the keys, made a beeline for the exit, stole the truck that they belonged to. When police pulled him over for a stolen truck, he was asking why he was pulled over. And then he goes, I didn't have a ride home, so I stole the truck. I didn't want to have to pay for an Uber. He did not want to have to pay for an Uber. So he's going to now pay with time in jail and a charge of grand theft auto. Good heavens. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time. And the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and, with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com.
If your little boy comes to you and says, "Daddy, I want to be a girl," and you just let him rock with that, you just let him.
Right.
He's five.
Right. And where did he get that from?
If you let this five-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that.
Exactly.
When did it become a good idea to let a five-year-old, let a six-year-old, let a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves?
Right.
When did that happen?
Right.
And, you know, he's right. Oh, my goodness. That is Neo, who is being, they were trying to cancel him. And I don't really, I got to talk about all the articles that they've written and how they're actually incorrect. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this second hour. So, and if you are unfamiliar with him, he's, you know, singer, songwriter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he was giving an interview and he was talking about gender identity and saying that, you know, you can't have kids go out here, you know, at this age and do all of this stuff like this and decide to, you know, get involved in some of this irreversible mutilation, etc. And then everyone started going after him, right? And so then the headlines, this is what I pulled up, because just let me tell you what this came up on his Twitter account. Somebody tweeted for him on his Twitter account, and they had said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It was the whole you know, I'm so sorry, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I shouldn't have said what I said, blah, blah, blah. And it was just one of the standard kind of apologies that had been written. It was an image and it had the, it wasn't a tweet. It was an image with words on it. And it says, the tweet goes, I'd like to express my deepest apologies. I'd like to express, you know, to anyone I may have hurt with my comments on parenting and gender identity, blah, blah, blah. I plan to better educate myself, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there is a reader note on this tweet now. Because he has doubled down on it. He didn't write this. So listen to this. Audio soundbite 15. He put this on Instagram, I guess, where the publicist couldn't post for him. Listen.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Neo. All right, listen. I normally don't give too much of a damn about what y'all think, about what I do, what y'all have to say about what I say, whatever. I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So ooh, check this out.
Oh.
First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question and I answered the damn question. Okay. I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Do what you want to do with your kids. However, somebody asked my opinion on this matter, and this is how I feel. I will never be okay with allowing a child to make a decision that detrimental to their life. I will never be okay with that. I don't care. I definitely plan to educate myself a little bit more on this matter. However, I doubt that there's any book anywhere or any opinion that somebody's going to tell me that's going to make me okay with letting a child
ooh,
make a decision like
ooh,
that.
Ooh, but did you see how the media, that they came out with that tweet? And all, so everybody, this was literally a couple of hours ago. Rolling Stone says, Rolling Stone was saying, oh no, he apologizes for gender identity. Then they had to update it to say, oh, well, actually, no, he walked back his apology. They were so excited to run out there. Oh, look, he was shut up. Everybody from Advocate, CNN, Daily Beast, all these people ran with this whole thing. Oh, he's apologizing. Like we won. We got it. And then now they're all having to. I love it. It is so great. But, you know, he's saying, look, this is my opinion. You're not going to cancel me for this. He's a parent. And he's right. He is absolutely right. It is so. I've been saying this for years. You don't bend a knee to the rage mob because it's pointless. I wrote a book about it. The rage mob is not out for reconciliation. They are not out for understanding. They are not out for context. They are out to destroy any dissent. Because dissent is interpreted to be a challenge. And a challenge means that you are either rejecting or challenge. Well, you're outright rejecting their authority. They want total ideological authority. That's what this is about. And when you challenge their viewpoints, you are challenging not their opinion, you're challenging their authority. And that cannot stand. That is why you have cancellation. That is why you have the rage mob. They are not interested in your apology, so it's pointless to apologize. It's pointless to apologize entirely. If it was about that, then I think that there would be a lot more reconciliation and understanding and grace and maybe some more kindness. But it's not about that. It is about utter destruction of any dissent because that is a challenge. Dissent means you are rejecting their authority. And they want total authority, not just in government, but total ideological authority. And Kane, what do you call that?
That's fascism.
Thank you, sir.
Fascism.
Yes. So good for him. Good for him on this. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a quick note on this case, and we're going to talk more about this after headlines. The Supreme Court had frozen a lower court order that had blocked the Biden administration's restrictions. It's that ATF, like the receiver and the brace roll and the ghost gun restrictions. It was a 5-4 split. We're going to dive into it because I'm just reading. This is just me reading it on break, and that it looks like a provisional ruling. There's no opinion. It's just an order. So we're going to talk more about that here coming up, what that means and what you can expect. A scientist wants to catch an asteroid and block out the sun with it. Can I block him out with the rock, too? I'm just asking for myself because I like the sun. It's the latest demented idea that is being pushed to stop the world ending from what they call climate Armageddon. Yeah, let's just catch an asteroid. You know what we could do is make a big giant net, Kane, from all the stupid face masks that everybody wanted us to wear. And then, we could like slingshot it over to the sun. Right? Shouldn't that work?
Or a giant umbrella.
Yeah. Actually, that was funny that you say that because that's one of the things that they had suggested. This is actually from the Daily Mail. I can't even believe it. It's a real thing. It's a bizarre mission that some moron from the University of Hawaii is arguing. He says it's just an enormous solar shield and we'll block out the sun with this asteroid that has this like basically an umbrella on it. That's the dumbest thing ever. Just stop. We're actually going into like a cooling period, but whatever, science and stuff. Flights are being canceled. There's severe storms stretching from Alabama to New York. I saw all the nadir warnings coming in there from Virginia. Everybody was losing their minds. There was like a 4-paragraph thing from the weather people that came out and said, don't look at the weather. Don't look at the clouds. Don't get near your windows. Keep this closed. Keep that closed. Don't touch nothing. It was very interesting. They don't get like the tornadoes and the tornadic activity there. Also, Washington, D.C. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see some of the monuments be turned into weapons spinning in the sky and tossed all over the place. 57 swimmers fell sick and, they got the runs at the World Triathlon Championship in Sunderland. This is from The Guardian. Athletes competing on a stretch of UK coastline where reduced water quality at a centre of dispute over sewage discharges. 57, it's a British thing, so I got to read it like that. 57 people fell ill after they competed in this event, and apparently it was at a polluted beach. Sunderland's Blue Flag Roker Beach. The UK Health Security Agency said they're testing samples from people who were ill. Let's see if there's sewage discharges anywhere near there. I got an idea. I'm not a betting person, Kane, but I'm just saying. So now apparently every startup is an AI company now, per MSN. So they were talking about how the OpenAI's ChatGPT, it's on pace to hit 100 million monthly users in just three months after it was released publicly. That beats TikTok, which took 9 months, Instagram, 2.5 years, to hit that exact same milestone. So they said in 20 years following the internet space, there's never been a faster ramp in a consumer internet app. And so what this has done, because of all the coverage and all of this, the tired tech industry, which has been struggling with a downturn, now there's all these startups and all of this generative AI. It's expensive to build and run. Everybody is adding some kind of AI tech to their startup to attract attention from venture capitalists, they're saying. And so now it's like it's getting oversaturated. It is. So I don't know if that's, I don't know. Homeowners Association board were arrested over $2 million stolen from residents after 300% fee hike passed in secret. Homeowners Associations, which is where the Karens go to die. One of Florida's largest homeowner associations, one allegedly stole $2 million from residents, according to Miami-Dade. And I think they're good. Sometimes I think that they're little tyrants. And if they make somebody tear down some sick kid's treehouse or something, it's not bothering you. You're just, just being a brat. So, this is very interesting. And also the last thing, I got one from I wanted to make sure I get into it. So they said that Elon Musk bragged about lifting 45-pound weights on Friday. Now he's saying he's got to get an MRI on his neck and back. And he's getting ready for his cage match with Zuck. Although he did say he's going to do the walrus, just lay on him and just suffocate him. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. New York Post: transgender woman demands ex-boyfriend return her testicles from his fridge. So again, a transgender woman demands that an ex-boyfriend give him back his testicles from his fridge. The headline pronoun is her. It's him. It's a dude who cosplays as a chick who apparently cut off his beans, and the ex literally kept them in a mason jar in the fridge next to the eggs. That is literally the Detroit News. I'm sick. That's no. Oh, yeah. The Detroit News reported that the man goes by the name of Brianna Kingsley, and he filed an affidavit saying that his ex, William Wojciechowski, retains possession of his surgically extracted beans, preserved in a mason jar kept in the fridge next to the eggs. That's literally, literally, literally what it says. Pontiac, Michigan. And the ex asserts that his ex, the man who cosplays as a woman, quote, picked up all her possessions. When we broke up, he took everything he wanted. I'm not saying that pronoun. He took everything he wanted. Okay, so now the guy who is just a dude, says that the dude who's cosplaying as a woman has been harassing them since their breakup 8 months ago. And it's a small, two-page small claims affidavit. And so he says this is just intimidation. Sounds like he's nuts. But see what I did that? I mean, he was asked if he planned to fight to keep his ex's body parts. He goes, I don't owe him anything. So.
But why in the fridge?
I mean, he didn't dispute that. I mean, the first thing I think I would have done if I was that dude would have, especially if it wasn't true, I would have been like, that's nuts. That his nuts are in my fridge next to the eggs. Because that didn't happen. I mean, if it wasn't true, but he didn't say that. He's just like, oh, yeah. He calls him her. Golly, see, I cannot stand this, the word Olympics. He calls the dude her. But he says the dude's been harassing him. Oh, my gosh. Wait, let me put this out here. It's a surprise that he's crazy. I mean, your first sign wasn't that he cut his balls off and put them in the fridge next to your eggs? That wasn't the first sign? You know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, you seem crazy. Nuts, really. Juan desperately wants to know, what if they grabbed the wrong thing in the fridge?
I just don't know. Yeah. What are you saving them for? Like, what is the whole
Easter egg dying? I don't know. No. Like,
no,
I don't know. I don't know what you say. I don't know. It's weird. You're trying to make sense out of someone who is crazy enough to cut their nuts off and put it in the fridge next to the eggs. There is no sense making out of this.
It's horrible. I'm trying to make sense of this.
There's none.
You got some beach ball sized lady nuts on you coming in all kamikaze like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there is none. There's no sense to be made. None. Dude, I don't even know, man. I don't even know. Don't even know. So I just, I am without words right now.
Sounds like a hoarder.
Hmm?
A little bit of a hoarder. Like, what are you going to do? Literally with that. What are you going to do with his huevos?
What?
His eggs.
I know, but they're not that, though.
No, they're not, but they're commonly called that.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry for everybody who's eating lunch. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.